we learned Erev and Davav, the Gemara discusses how big of a hole in the wall of a Mavoy would make the Mavoy Yasser to carry in that Mavoy. So Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav Mavoy shenifratz mitzido be'eser me'rosha bedalit. If the breach in the wall is on the side wall of the Mavoy, then you have up until 10 amos. But if it's in the opening wall of the Mavoy, the wall that closes off part of the opening of the Mavoy, then you only have up until 4 tefachim before it becomes Yasser to carry in that Mavoy. The Gemara explains that the front wall can have a breach up to 10 amos also, really. Mm-hmm. When we say 4 tefachim, we're only talking about Bekeren Zavis, where it's in a corner, because it's very unusual. Pischa Bekeren Zavis, lo avdi inchi, people don't make doorways in the Keren Zavis. But otherwise, any breach over 4 tefachim under 10 amos would be considered a Pesach, would not be considered something that would ask for the Mavoy. Rav Huna amar echad zev, echad zev arba. Rav Huna says, whichever wall the breach is on, anything larger than 4 tefachim is absolutely unacceptable. Rav Huna thinks that even Rav agreed with him, because he has a Maisa Shahaya, that Rav once went to visit a town called Damcharia, and when he visited that town, Rav paskin this way, paskin that it's Asr. But in reality, Rav didn't really paskin it was Asr. He only paskin for that town, because Bikam Matzah Begadah Begadah, he found that people there were being way too mekel in Halacha, so he wanted to throw a Chumrah at them to sort of tighten them up in the Halacha a little bit. Rav Nachum B'Yitzchak supports Rav Huna based on a Machlokas about an L-shaped Mavoy. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, if the Mavoy has a bend in the middle of it, and it's less than 10 amos wide, where Rav holds that it's considered a Mavoy Mefulish, and therefore it needs a Tzuritz HaPesach at one end, and Shmuel holds it's considered a Mavoy Sasum, so it only requires a Lechi Rekara, no need for a Tzuritz HaPesach, just Lechi Rekara at each end. So apparently Rav considers the breach along the side, where the Mavoy bends, to be problematic, even though it's less than 10 amos, which is a Raya to Rav Huna. The less than 10 amos is a problem. So Rav Chanan bar Rav would respond that no, Rav is just extra strict in the case of an L-shaped Mavoy, because Baki bar Rabim, it opens up into Rosh Hashanah on two ends, so there are a lot of people that walk through that area, so that's why it's more of a problem. Rav Huna would only hold that a small breach is a problem if it's easily passable, but if there are Ika Gidude, if there are ridges that are a little bit high off the ground and makes it difficult to walk through the area, then even less than 10 amos would not pose, anything less than 10 amos would not pose a problem, even according to Rav Huna. The Gemara goes on, Tanur Rabban Ketzad Ma'arvin Derek Rosh Hashanah. How do you make an Erev in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, you can't make an Erev. Rosh Hashanah, you have to build walls around it and turn it into a Rosh Hashanah. No, what we mean is not actually a Rosh Hashanah. We mean a Mavoy that opens on both ends into a Rosh Hashanah. By Rosh Hashanah, even if you would build doors at one end of a real Rosh Hashanah, it wouldn't work to allow carrying in there, because Yerushalayim L'moli Del Saseha Nin Olos Balayla Chayavin Olam Yerushim Rosh Hashanah. Even though Yerushalayim is completely surrounded by walls, unless the doors are actually closed, it would still be considered a Rosh Hashanah and you'd be chayav for it. So the question is about a Mavoy that opens into Rosh Hashanah on both ends, and there are three shitos. Tanakama holds Osa Tzuris HaPesach Mikan V'Lechi B'Kora Mikan. One end you put a Lechi or a Kora, the other end you make a Tzuris HaPesach. Chananya says in the name of Beis Shammai, Osa Delos Mikan V'Delos Mikan, you need to put doors on both sides, and you need to actually close the doors as soon as a person enters through those doors. And Chananya says B'Shem Beis Hillel that Lechi Delos Mikan V'Lechi B'Kora Mikan. On one side you need actual doors, not just Tzuris HaPesach, real doors, but they don't need to be closed. On the other side, either a Lechi or a Kora is good enough. So how do we paskin? Rav paskins like the Tanakama that requires a Tzuris HaPesach on one end and a Lechi or a Kor on the other. Shmuel paskins like Chananya, the third opinion, mean Chanani B'Shem B'Silel, that you need an actual door, but the door doesn't actually have to be closed on one end, and the other end a Lechi or a Kor. So the Gemara clarifies that Shmuel doesn't require closing the door. We can't prove that Shmuel holds this way from the gates of Narda, where he apparently visited and never made them close the door, because in that situation it was a unique situation. The doors were already partially closed, so it could be he considered that to be really closed. Rav Nachman demanded that they move the sand that was blocking the door, which we thought meant that maybe he holds you have to close the door. Then we said, no, it's just that it has to be ra'ui to be closed. It has to be a door that theoretically could be closed, ru'uyos linol, but it doesn't actually have to be closed. So in the daf, so far we had two separate machlokes in between Rav and Shmuel. One about the definition of mavoi mefulash, and one about the halacha of mavoi mefulash. The definitional one one was an L-shaped mavoi. Rav holds it's considered a mavoi mefulash. Shmuel holds it's considered a mavoi sasum. And then if you have a mavoi mefulash, the second machlok is Rav holds that halacha doesn't require placing any doors. Shmuel holds that you actually need a door at one end of the mavoi. So given that background, hahu mavoi akum dahava bin arda, there was an L-shaped mavoi in arda that Rabbi alei chumrei de Rav chumrei de Shmuel, they treated with the chumras of both shitas, meaning they applied Rav's chumra in defining it as a mavoi mefulash. Shmuel never would have defined it as a mavoi mefulash in the first place, and they applied Shmuel's chumra that once it's a mavoi mefulash that it needs to have an actual door. Rav never would have required an actual door on a mavoi mefulash. And the daf closes by questioning whether we're supposed to follow chumras of two opposite opinions, considering that the Braisa says somebody who follows the chumras of both Beisham and Beisulel is a ksil b'choshech holech, a fool who walks in the dark. And Bez Hashem, we're going to answer that question in tomorrow's daf.